Welcome to another episode of WP Coffee Talk. I'm so blessed to be able to talk to people not only in my own neighborhood, but people all over the world. In the last two podcasts, we talked to somebody in Germany and somebody in Pakistan, and now we're speaking with Nidhi Jain from India. Welcome, Nidhi. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
I know it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon for me. It's very late at night. Thank you so much for staying up to talk to us.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce what you do. And just introduce yourself to us.
Okay. So I'm Nidhi Jain. And I'm from Udaipur, India. And I'm a WordPress developer. And work for IdeaBox Creations in Udaipur as a project manager. And also a part of WordPress Udaipur community here, and also a part of WordCamp Udaipur organizing team, and we also organize meetups, and also I'm a part of that. So basically, I've been using WordPress for 5 years, and before I started WordPress, I didn't know about didn't know much about WordPress, and then when I'm involving with WordPress, I learned a lot of things with WordPress, and I see with the amazing people around WordPress community, and I must say I really liked that.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love our community. I love that our community isn't just our city, but that it's a global community, and that we can have friends that we may never see face to face, but still consider friends all over
but
the world.
Still but still we are connected.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. So I asked all of
them. Yeah. And I also contribute in WordPress. Because when I saw the people who contributed in WordPress, I thought to how to feel contributing in WordPress. So I started contributing WordPress core contribution, and I just love Hindi. So I started translations in WordPress in Hindi language, and also, I uploaded a theme. I created WordPress themes, also plugins. Yeah, that's all.
So when I read about some of what you've done, I decided today I have to wear my Wonder Woman hat in honor of you, because you are the Indian Wonder Woman, I think.
It's really an honor for me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. So what I always ask, this is, we call this coffee talk, and it's like two friends having coffee together. So show me your mug. What mug do you have today?
Yo, this is the our WordCamp Udaipur mug. Yeah, you can see this.
Oh. Yeah. Big things often have small beginnings. That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the created our based on our Rajasthani art.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now I want one. No. It's so wonderful.
Also, I wear the WordCamp Udaipur T-shirt. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love that. It's like a mandala around it. It's beautiful. So what are you drinking in your mug tonight?
I'm drinking soft drink, because it's a summertime, and it's really hot outside.
So something cool. I am drinking coffee with cream and sugar, and my mug says, "I am woman.
I'm strong. I'm so tired." That's great.
I saved this one for you because I see everything you do. It's wonderful. So you said you've been using WordPress for 5 years. How did you get started with WordPress? What was the moment when you said, "I need to do this"?
Actually, when I completed my BTech engineering, after that, I'm searching a job in my field. That time I got to know about WordPress, and then I thought, let's start with WordPress. And what is WordPress, and how to be involved in WordPress? And when I started with WordPress, I just really loved it. And then totally involved in WordPress because as I said before, because I just love the community. So started with WordPress and involving and before that I have started with building custom themes in WordPress, and I started my first theme in just 1 month. So that moment for the biggest for me, because my boss told me that just learn about WordPress and create a theme for me. So when I learned about WordPress, and she gave me 1 month time, and he just do it. Gave me the reference links and all, and okay, I said okay, I will do it. I started build a custom, because I know PHP language and all. So I just started, and when I called him and say, sir, I did it. So he's shocked. Okay, you did it. Okay, let's come and join our company.
That's wonderful.
That was my biggest moment, because that was my confidence. I can do it. So then I involved in WordPress.
That's wonderful. Oh my goodness, I love that. So you have developed sites, but you've also seen other people's sites, right? So yeah. I think those of us at WordPress, I've seen probably thousands of websites, as I'm sure you have as well. And not everybody is attentive to details necessarily, you know. So what is something that you think people need to pay more attention to when they're building a website?
Okay. I think people take care of the contain and represent all the things, because contain is the more important part of the website. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think because when I prepare a dish, so when we present it, that is the more important thing. So same in the website. Content is also important, but the structure we build, that is the more important, because we want to attract the whole people. So that is the more important thing.
That's wonderful. Very good.
Yeah.
What is something that you've learned in the 5 years that you've been using WordPress that you wish you knew when you first started?
Okay. What I have learned. This is the very most important question, because I think I'm still learning, because WordPress is never ending. So, but still, I have learned a lot of things, because I have made this amazing community people, I have made many friends, and also like you. I want to share my first speaking experience, because I was a speaker in our WordCamp for Udaipur 2017.
Okay.
So yeah, because as I said said to you, because I have I'm very shy to talk in front of many people. So that was the amazing experience. But that time I was really nervous, and because all the people are around me, and I was like, okay, And you don't believe, I just complete my session in just 15 minutes because the session of 30 minutes and I just completed in 15 minutes. Yeah. Okay. And especially I love the thing about community because there's very helpful people. Because whenever I need any help, so they already there to help me. So and that is the thing I never seen ever in any other community. So that is the thing.
I agree. I think our community is amazing, and yes. What I wish more people knew. So there's literally hundreds of thousands of people using WordPress, but only a small percentage of them even know about the community because they find it, they start to build their site, but they never pay attention to meetups and, or WordCamps, and you tell them and they're like, really?
Yeah. And yeah, that is the main part because we are active because we also sharing the experiences and talking about new technologies and updates about WordPress and all. So that is the best thing.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Yeah. When you think about the meetups and the WordCamps that you have attended, what are some of the amazing experiences that you've had?
For my first WordCamp that I have attended in 2015, I have attended WordCamp Pune. That was my first WordCamp, and me and my colleague went there, and that was amazing because there were many people, and I have attended many sessions also met with many community people, and that time I didn't know about anyone, but let me tell you, that time it's a small thing which I liked. They gave us a small small paper of our name, and then we put in our hand. So it was easy to call anyone by their name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because how can I call him? Because we didn't know each other.
Right.
So that was the thing which I liked.
Yeah, the name tags are wonderful.
Yeah, and. That was my first WordCamp, and in 2017 we started organizing WordCamps in Udaipur, and it was my honor that I was a part of our first WordCamp Udaipur 2017, and also I was a speaker in that WordCamp. After that, I have attended WordCamp Ahmedabad, WordCamp Mumbai, and also we organized last year WordCamp Udaipur 2018, and I was the lead organizer for WordCamp Udaipur 2018.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that was the biggest moment because all the things I have managed, and I have learned how can we manage all the people, because I was responsible for all of us, yeah. And I tried to decide men in teams and all. Or there's a lot of work to do, but seriously, I have learned so much with that WordCamp.
It's wonderful, isn't it? I love WordCamps.
Yeah, yeah. So I also because. WordCamp Europe, which I have attending in next week. That is my first international WordCamp.
That's exciting.
I'm really, really very excited because I want to or especially I think Matt will be there.
Matt Mullenweg, yeah.
Yes, Matt Mullenweg. So I'm really excited to meet him.
That's wonderful. Yeah, he's a very nice man.
Yeah. So all of the people with amazing community people will be there. So I just want to meet them.
That's wonderful.
Are you coming in WordCamp Europe?
No, not this year. Maybe next year. I hope.
Okay, no problem. I hope I can attend next year.
Yeah, I would love to see you come to WordCamp US too. That would be fun. So one of the things I had heard of you before you even we talked on Twitter, I think is where we first connected. But last year for WordCamp 2018, you won the Kim Parcells Memorial Scholarship. So you were the winner for that. And so there's a whole, you look at the WordCamp 2018 website, there's a whole article all about you. And so tell us a little bit about the process. You applied for the scholarship?
Yeah.
And how did they notify you? Like, what was that whole process like for you?
Okay. Just let's start from the beginning. When I heard about the Kim Parcells scholarship, my friend Abdullah Ramzan from Lahore, Pakistan, he told me that WordCamp US started a scholarship for Kim Parcells scholarship for women who cannot come to WordCamp US, and so he told me that I have an ability to apply for that. So I thought really, so he told me that yes, you have skills because you are a contributor, translator, and also a lead organizer. So he told me that you must apply for that. Okay, and then I have learned about read about that Kim Parcells scholarship, and see, I must say that that woman is really surprised me, because he was the active member of the WordPress community and also in women's. So it was really honor for me to get the scholarship. When I saw in at WordCamp US website, there's a form there was a form for apply for that, and there's a question related to WordCamps and all, and our story of a WordPress story, and that was the things, and I have applied that, and after I think 2 or 3 months, when I woke up in the morning, that was the 26th September in morning. I just saw my phone, and I see the I saw the mail. You are selected with Kim Parcells the Memorial Scholarship. Oh my God! Seriously, it was really an honor for me to get this scholarship. I just woke up and told my mom. Mom, I got the scholarship. Mom said, for whom? I described him about the Kim Parcells scholarship. Oh my God! Because it was really an honor because one woman selected in the whole world in 1 year. Yeah, so really excited. And also I told my boss about the scholarship and all. So he really proud of me, because I was the first Indian woman selected for this scholarship, and he said to me, because I have I had no passport, no visa. So he appreciated me and said, apply for the passport and all the things, and just go for it. Let it happen. What will we get? So yeah, then I have applied for passport, visa, and all this job required things. And then, but unfortunately, because that was the last moment, I have just 20 days barrier with WordCamp US. So unfortunately, I didn't couldn't attend that WordCamp. I must say that Angela Jean from WordPress community managed. She's a WordPress community manager. He helped me so much, because, and still about the WordCamp, you know, she was the single woman I have met. Because she's really helped me about WordCamp Euro, all the things, like accommodation, flights, and all. And I didn't tell her about that I'm attending WordCamp Euro. Otherwise, she will be happy.
You should be very happy. Yes.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So you didn't get to come to U.S., but you get to go to WordCamp Europe.
Yeah, but next time I'll try for WordCamp US, definitely.
We would love to have you here for sure. I'm actually on the WordCamp US organizing team this year, my first time.
Oh, that's great. Okay. I will connect to you.
if you can come this year, I will definitely have a hug waiting for you.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So tell us a little bit more about what your business does. So you work for Idea Box Creations?
Yes, I work for Idea Box Creations. So it's a web agency. And also we are a product based company. We have products like Power Pack, add-ons for Beaver Builder, and we have also add-on Power Pack add-on for Elementor. So before that we created all WordPress themes and plugins, and still we develop themes and plugins, but now. We are main a product based company.
That's wonderful, and you enjoy what you do. You're a developer, so you get to be in the.
When I have joined, I was the WordPress developer, but now I'm a project manager there.
What do you do? How do you manage the projects? What is it that you do?
Actually, just 2 months before I appointed as a project manager.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm still learning, because Puneet, my boss, said to me that, I want to appoint you as a project manager. So can you do that? Okay. I said, yes, I can do it, because I never say no. He was happy to hear that. So okay, he said, okay, go for it. And I'm still learning project management things and all. I learned things about project management process, and how can we manage our team and task and all. We use teamwork for managing the task and all. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
But still, I'm learning.
I think we all, if you stop learning, then that's a bad thing. You should always be learning, right? Just like WordPress.
Yes.
Never ending. WordPress is always changing. There's always something new. So yeah. I agree. Absolutely. Always be learning.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I want to move into the rapid fire questions that I have for you today. So, you know, take the time that you need to answer them. But they tend to be a little bit shorter, but, you know, take the time you need to answer them. So the first question I have is, when you are talking to people who are building their own websites, so, you know, maybe somebody, I mean, you're at WordCamps and there's people who don't have the money to hire, you know, Idea Box Creations, for example. So they're building their own website. What are two or three plugins that you might recommend to them to make their life a little bit easier in building their websites?
Okay, so free plugins, right?
It doesn't matter, free or not.
Okay. So I want to recommend him, like, if they want to build a website, they can use a page builder, because that is the easiest way to build a website. And because now we are using Beaver Builder and Elementor. That is the, because they are also free version and pro version. Mm-hmm. And so for creating a website structure, that is the easiest plugin, Beaver Builder and Elementor. Also, there are many types of page builder available on WordPress.org. And about security, there's a WordFence plugin. Yeah. Okay. And there's also a spam scanner plugins. That can secure your website for spam from spamming, and also for SEO purpose, you can use Yoast. They can use Yoast SEO plugin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yoast is very popular.
Yes, I'm. I also use this that plugin.
Yeah, me too. That's great. What is one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you ever made? So, biggest WordPress mistake you ever made, and how did you learn from it?
Biggest WordPress mistake I have ever made. I can say that I still make it. I still make mistakes in word. Sometimes I mistake in CSS comments. that is the small things that I do daily.
Yeah, I think commenting is something.
I don't say, yeah. Actually, one day I have crashed my local by flywheel.
Oh, no.
Yeah. that was the biggest mistake I have ever made.
Did you have a backup?
Before that, I have by mistake deleted my custom theme that I have created in one month. So yeah, that was the first mistake when I have by mistake deleted my theme, and I had no backup for that.
Oh,
and the second, yeah, and the but I have learned that we need a backup for themes and plugins, because there are that time I have many electricity issues. So when that electricity went, and I lost my theme, because I didn't save the code.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's a big mistake. That's a good lesson. Always back up. That's a good one. What is your proudest WordPress moment?
The okay. So as I said, my biggest and proudest moment when I was selected as a recipient for Kim Parcell Memorial Scholarship.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's wonderful. It's a very small group of people that will ever be able to say that. So that's wonderful.
I can share one more thing. That I'm also selected for WordCamp Asia organizing team for 2020.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So we are in process for launching a website because I'm in a development team. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. I'm on the communications and PR team for WordCamp US. So I understand. A lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah.
If you were not working in web, is there another career that you might like to try? Like maybe you want to be a chef or maybe you want to be an airline pilot or something.
Okay. Honestly, I don't like cooking.
So not a chef.
No, I'm not a chef. I just like eating food.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. And love to travel. And yeah. So that's why I'm really excited for WordCamp Europe because I have never been traveling also in flight and also out of the India. Yeah.
Wow, it's a big day.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Also like listening music and watching movies and sometimes writing code.
That's still back in web design then.
Yeah.
You can take the girl out of the code, but you can't take the code out of the girl.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's something on your bucket list? Something that if you think it's an amazing thing I would like to do someday before I leave here.
When I was younger, that time in my bucket list I wanted to go outside of India, and now it's the time.
That's wonderful. So yeah, you can take that off.
Yeah, actually I believe in living present time. So I don't create a bucket list of future things. But okay, next. I think I should try. Maybe I don't know what the day when I die, but so okay.
That's good. You have to think on that one. when you think of something, you tweet it out and tag me, and I'll see what it is.
Yeah.
So my last question is, show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents. I know it's not.
Okay, so my hidden talent. My colleagues know my hidden talent. I do mimicry about our Bollywood artists. Because when I see a movie in only a one time, but I learned all the dialogues and scenes.
Oh, wow.
So they shocked. How can you do that? It's it is my hidden talent.
Do you want to show us how that works? Do one right now.
Okay. But you will publish this video.
So choose carefully.
Okay. It's in Hindi. I want to do my favorite Bollywood actor Amitabh Bachchan. And okay. रिश्ते में तो हम तुम्हारे बाप लगते हैं और नाम है शहंशाह.
You look so serious.
because he was a really serious actor, but I really loved him.
Can you tell us in English what you said?
Maybe. Okay. I'm your father and relation, and my name is Shahanshah.
Okay. That's great. I bet you keep your colleagues very happy with all of your.
because I'm a single person, very notorious and in office. So I entertain all the people.
I love it. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad to get to know you. I feel like I have a friend in India now, so maybe I will come see you someday.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
When we will meet, I will teach you some Hindi dialogues, okay?
Oh, very good. Very good. We'll talk before then for sure. And you can teach me. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been a pleasure to meet you and to get to know you.
And also, it is a pleasure for me to talk with you because I didn't talk like that before. So it's really a great for me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I can't wait to talk to you more. I'll see you online. And maybe someday we'll be at the same WordCamp and we can see each other then too.
Same.
Thank you. Well, thank you for staying up so late tonight to talk to us. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. And say goodbye to everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.